From the KGOU studios, I'm Claire Donnelly. Sam Anderson is a staff writer for the New York Times Magazine. His debut book is called Boomtown, the fantastical saga of Oklahoma City, its chaotic founding, its apocalyptic weather, its purloined basketball team, and the dream of becoming a world-class metropolis. I sat down with Anderson. I started by asking him, as someone not from Oklahoma City, why he decided to write a book about it.
So I've always had an eye out for a subject that would forced me to write a book about it. And I didn't want to jump into something lightly. I didn't want to toss off a first book. I wanted my first book to be something that I connected with on a really deep spiritual level. So I was just waiting and waiting and waiting. And when I came out here to write about the Thunder in 2012, I just had that feeling right away.
So what was your first visit to Oklahoma City like?
Yeah, so the Thunder, I admit, I was mildly annoyed at the time. I came out to write about the Thunder. And they were very resistant to being written about. And one of the things they insisted on my first trip, I wasn't meeting any basketball players. I was meeting people from the city. I was getting a driving tour from Bill City, the police chief. Bill City drove me around for, it must have been 3 hours. He said, anything else you want to do? And I said, well, the state fair is going on. I was kind of curious about that. He said, all right, let's go see the state fair. And Bill City drives me to the state fair and just grabs a golf cart. And he drives me all over the state fair on a golf cart. And we're, you know, looking at all the different fried foods for sale. And we're talking about LeBron James and this and that. And it was just such a perfect first experience in Oklahoma City.
So the structure of your book connects a lot of different mm-hmm. threads together. You know, you touch on basketball a lot. You touch on Wayne Coyne, the Flaming Lips, mm-hmm. The history of the city, the founding of the city, the land run, the pay plan. I mean, it's all in there.
Tornadoes,
weather, Gary yeah. England. Mm-hmm. If you had to describe your book in like a couple of sentences.
Then I wouldn't have written a 400-page book, I guess. But if I had to describe it, I would say it is a love letter to Oklahoma City, which is the most secretly interesting place in America.
It's very poetic.
Thank you. I think it's true.
One of the passages that really stuck with me from the book is when you are, you and Wayne Coyne are going to go paint the Plaza District. And I guess I'll have you read from it in a second. But what I like is that it starts with this sort of madcap adventure with the lead singer of the Flaming Lips. And then you get very reflective about the three different Oklahoma mm-hmm. cities. Mm-hmm. If you can just give a little background.
So Wayne Coyne is really fun to hang around. And he will rope you into these crazy schemes because that's what he's up to and you're around. And so why don't you join him? And one of those schemes when I was in town one time was to paint a rainbow on the pavement all around his neighborhood in the Plaza District. It happened at 4 a.m. and he had already bought the paint, just 6 cans of house paint in rainbow colors. We punched holes in the bottom and we just walked in a line all around the neighborhood dribbling this paint behind us. Everyone in town existed in some combination of these three worlds simultaneously. The city of Oklahoma City, OKC, Oklahoma City. Law, fantasy, history. Process, boom, and a synthesis of the two. We were pouring our rainbow onto all three of these places at once, and in each of them, it meant something different. There you go. Gets pretty deep.
Very philosophical, yeah. But I'm curious about those three, if you feel like those all three still exist.
Yeah, I definitely do. I feel like we're all kind of weaving between those three all the time. I mean, there's, you know, excitement in downtown, you know, the opening new restaurants and that's kind of this OKC glitzy push. That's what the Thunder is kind of a part of. But then of course you have to have this whole infrastructure that supports that makes all that possible. And that's all the boring bureaucratic stuff that's going on. And then you've got this larger envelope that holds all of that, which is just the historical reality of this place that we're all in right now, which is so deep and so vast and goes all the way back to deep time. And like my book starts with an account of Pangaea, you know, what Oklahoma City would have been like in Pangaea when it would have been covered by a salty ocean full of weird sharks and clams and things. And that's what I feel when I walk around this place. I feel like I exist in these different time signatures and these different places all at the same time.
Well, Sam Anderson, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me. It was really fun.
Sam Anderson's book, Boomtown, is out this week.